You heard that? That means we're back for another podcast at Palisade. That's damn straight, Eric. We got some fine ass beats up in this now.
We got beats for days here at the podcast.
Yahoo! Welcome back!
Welcome back. It has been far too long. Roughly 1 month, I would say.
I'd say
almost
roughly
to
one
the
month.
Day. We are back. A lot of things have happened. Christmas, New Year's, everything. We're now back at work and or school. And we're finally ready to deliver a podcast to you. Today we are going to be talking about The Bachelor. There have been two episodes. We're going to go through and we're going to give our MVP, LVP comments, whatever, on the show. It's going to take up the entire episode probably, don't you think?
I would say so.
I would say so too. So we're going to do that. And that's pretty much it for today. Hank, please share our new email address. We have made an email. How exciting.
We joined the 21st century. We have an email. It is podcast at the word at.
The word A-T.
Palisade. So it's podcast at Palisade. Palisade is spelled P-A-L-I-S-A-D-E. So podcast at palisade at gmail.com. If you have any suggestions, comments, concerns, any well wishes for us, if you want to, you know, tell us how awesome we are, we'd love to hear that. So let us know. Send us an email.
Yeah, and please do, if you are listening to this, even if you like listen to half of it and then never listen to the rest, we're kind of just curious about who is actually listening to this. Because if we even have like one listener that we don't know, that would be kind of cool and it would make our day. So even if you're like my sister or like Hank's wife, like please, I know Katie doesn't listen to this, but please leave us an email. Even if it's just like, I watched this and nothing else, that would be really cool. All right, we'll get into it. But before we dive into this wonderful episode, I would like to remind you we're sponsored by Vitamin Vapor, the all new inhalable multivitamin. If you don't like it, you can go ahead and f*** yourself.
With the f*** stamp.
So with a f*** stamp.
While you have a f*** stamp on. But tell them about this new promo code.
Okay, so we've got a new promo code that is 100% real and legitimate. If you go to vitaminvapor.com, which is probably their website. We're not actually sure.
.com, .org, verify. .gov, one of those.
And you type in the promo code Palisade, P-A-L-I-S-A-D-E. They will give you, what is it, 25%
off? 25% off their new flavor, Wild Honey.
So new Wild Honey, the new Wild Honey multivitamin, which you, again, can vape, and you can get your vitamins from it, which, I mean, this is the greatest idea I've ever heard of. So how could
who would ever heard of such a thing in 2017? You look cool as shit doing it, and you got your wife beater and your flat billed hat and your... whatever you got.
Various tattoos.
Yeah, and you just look cool as shit walking up and down the sidewalk. So
you're stupid and an idiot if you do not use Vitamin Vapor. So go ahead and do that. Again, we are sponsored by Vitamin Vapor, probably, and enjoy this wonderful episode. We'll be back in a second.
Okay, welcome back.
We're back.
That was a nice little commercial break there. I hope you like the beats. The beats by Hank.
Yeah, those are Hank's beats. Gotta give props to Hank for the beats. He's the beat master around here.
Speaking of props, we'd like to shout out to K-Knot, the one and only K-Knot. He came over here for the national championship and brought some Ghost River Riverbank Red beer, and he left them here, and we're drinking these today. So.
And we are. So thank you to K-Knot. We should go ahead and rank these now because we're like almost done with the last of it. So we're gonna have a second beer to rank at the end.
So you get a double beer ranking today, which is good for
listeners. That's a privilege for you. And I guess we'll go ahead and describe the bottle as we tend to do. It's Ghost River's bottles are all the same. There's like a template, so it's a black background, but obviously, the Riverbank Red, the color is red. Besides black, there's a snake kind of curled up in some leaves, and it's white and red. and it looks somewhat menacing, I guess you would say.
Yeah, it's like a candy cane looking snake.
It looks like a candy cane.
But it looks kind of, it's got the red eyes, like a viper kind
of. Yeah, it's kind of a cool bottle, yeah. I think. What would you rank this?
Riverbank Red, I didn't like it when I first started drinking it like 10 years ago, but I like it better as I've drank it. So I would say it's like a solid 7.7.
I was going to say, I think it's a 7. I don't think it's nearly as good as the Gold. No. That's definitely the best Ghost River, but it's a pretty good beer. So thank you, K-Not. Obviously, as you should know, most of you, Ghost River from Memphis. So local brew we have here on the show.
Small
today.
Business Sunday, as we say.
Yeah.
Or they're probably making like millions of bucks, but local business Sunday.
And while we're at it, just quick shout out to Alabama for losing the championship game.
Yeah, we just wanted to throw that in there.
That was great.
It was great. We were over here, we were probably as erect as trees, like the tall pine trees, like the red pine trees you see, or what are those, the redwood trees you see out in California, like 6,000 feet long and hard as a rock.
Yeah, our penises were literally trees during the game. Yeah, that happened.
So that was cool.
We may not be allowed to say that. We'll deliberate later on. Okay, so moving forward, that's everything we needed to touch on, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Now it's time to dive into the juicy stuff.
It's bachelor time. We're going to dive in, talk about everything that happened. So we're going to start, I think our general path is going to be storylines first, discuss the meat of what happened, then we'll take a little short break. We're going to talk about some nicknames we have developed, some of which have already been mentioned on the podcast, others which will be created either sometime today or in the moment. And then we'll give out some awards at our own podcast at Palisade Rose Ceremony.
That we will mail to the winners, of course.
Of course.
These awards. So we got their address. We're just going to mail them to them.
They're going to be pretty excited about this, I think. All right, so we may have different stories. I guess we can just go through both of our lists, like sort of like chronologically as the episode happened. My first storyline is the re-interruption after the group date.
Okay, this is one of my storylines. That's a pretty hot moment there.
It was. It doesn't happen a lot.
If this was a couple of dudes, there would have been some fist thrown, I would say. Possibly.
Definitely some fisticuffs if this had been dudes. But Taylor, Corinne interrupted Taylor, which was like her third interruption.
That was her third, yes.
And then Taylor came back and interrupted Corinne, and then they didn't really have like a fight over it, but Corinne talked on the side and Taylor talked on the side, and then they talked together and Corinne was like kind of weird about it.
Yeah.
And it was a weird thing.
Yeah. Y'all know how y'all bitches do with that.
I don't know if we can say that. Taylor, we know Corinne, and like she took her top off, and that was like
at the pool party,
a total power move.
Yeah.
So obviously we know she's like trending toward being the Chad of this season. Yeah. I think we all know that. But I think Taylor is trending toward being the Alex of this season, where
the little goody two shoes, just kind of
right,
play by the rules, Mr. Rule Man, do the right thing.
I think she's going to devote herself to taking down Corinne, and then after that, she will just get annoying because she has no purpose
anymore.
And
then leave the next week.
Yeah, that's how I feel about that. But definitely an interesting move. Like, don't really like Taylor. I think she's annoying, but that was kind of neat that she went back in and did that. You don't see that a lot.
Stand up to the man, yo.
Absolutely. Stick it to the man. What was your next one?
I have... This is one of my things I've always watched on these shows. Like, there's always, like, these platters of food always out, but nobody eats the food.
Yeah, that's
true. I would
eat
the food all the time. Like, when they had, like, platters of sushi there, and then, like, I would just eat the sushi.
And they just, like, stare at it.
Yeah. And, like, there's meat trays and then, like, cheese trays. Like, I'd be getting down on that.
You know they're...
You don't know how long
they're drunk. You know they're drunk, too.
You gotta be hungry.
So, obviously, they're hungry. Like, I guess it comes down to the sheer hunger you feel when you get really drunk and, like, not wanting to look like you're really fat on TV, I guess, from their perspective. And it seems like it always like wins out that, oh, if I eat a lot of cheese, I'd be, because Chad got famous for eating all the food.
Yeah, he would eat like turkey subs all the time.
But I feel like that's what you should do. You should eat everything. Yeah. But because only one person does it, then they look weird.
Yeah.
So it's the classic, like, nobody wants to make the first move type of situation. But I mean, it's a cheese tray. Like,
yeah. Or it's sushi. Like, everybody eats sushi, tray. And there's like little shrimpies in there, and you gotta.
I love shrimp, are so good. Dipping them in the little cocktail sauce. Mmm.
Yum, 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 yum.
So tasty. Okay, so obviously they should eat more food. That's just healthy, right? You can't go 6 hours waiting and only drink 7 glasses of wine, right? That's not good.
If Eric were here, he would say, you gotta get like your tuna sandwiches and your protein, and you gotta have like a healthy balance of calories to protein intake, but you have to have carbs in there too. I don't know what these idiots are doing. Send them all home. That's something exactly Eric would say.
They would, he would also say, why don't they just make fajitas only? Eric makes fajitas on Sunday night or Monday night, and then eats fajitas all week, and then he makes fajitas the next week too. And like, he only eats fajitas in PB&J. There's like, if he were here, he'd be like, no, I make like some other stuff, but it's only like 2 or 3 other things. So it's not like a whole lot of stuff. It's not like he's that much better at cooking than I am. It bothers me every time. I love that he's not here so we can talk about him. I love it so much. And I know he's not going to listen, so we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, unless Jacob rats out on us.
Yeah.
Jacob, we're going to kick your ass, Jacob, if you rat again.
I know you're listening to this, Jacob. If you say anything, Hank and I are going to come beat you up. You know what? Actually, this is how the fight's going to happen. Because then Eric would be on his side and we'd end up having our bouncy house fight.
We're having a bouncy house fight.
We still got to do that, by the way. Okay, next thing I had written down, Corinne getting the group date rose was the wrong decision.
Yes.
Right? You can't just give her the rose because she, like,
shows you her tits.
Yeah, she just whipped them out and then got the rose. Yeah. Like, so the girls are justifiably, it seems, in the next episode going to be pretty upset about that, as they should be. She should not have got that. I would have said anyone else besides her. Maybe not, like Haley. She's kind of weird. But, like, Brittany had to wear, like, nothing, basically.
Yeah, she had to wear the Eve costume.
And that took, like, courage or whatever. Yeah. And, like, she was good. Alexis was funny.
Oh, yeah, the shotgun wedding.
That was awesome.
I
mean, those are the two that would stand out. Yeah. But, like, it's not like Corinne's, like, shoot was amazing or anything. You just remember it because she took her top off. So this is going to be a thing. They're going to be pissed about this, yeah, as they should be. Wasn't really a fan of this. However, Nick salvaged my faith in him later in the episode with the Liz thing, because that was awesome.
Yes.
All right, did Liz kill somebody? That became a thing on, like, Instagram, right? Where the scene where she's, like, cutting up fruit or whatever, and then we thought it was Haley sleeping in the background.
Lacey, excuse me.
Lacey in the background, and everyone was joking around that she's looking around suspiciously like she killed her. And then it said in her bio that the thing she was most scared of doing was killing someone. Do we think Liz is capable of killing someone?
I would say so. She seems like a unstable individual.
She's definitely unstable, for sure.
So you never can trust a wild card like that. I would definitely... If you say that in your bio, and then you're just flailing the life around like that, cutting up fruit at, you know, every 100 miles an hour, I would definitely not trust a woman like that.
Yeah, I don't trust Liz with anything, really. But who do you think would be the most likely on the show currently to kill someone? Not like in the context of the show, just like in general. Is there anyone besides Liz
who would kill somebody else?
Yeah.
Chris Harrison.
Chris Harrison is a stone cold murderer, and I could see that, I guess.
I don't know.
I think Corinne would kill somebody.
Oh, yeah, she's psycho. Yeah, you can't trust a blonde bitch like that.
Like, once she's, like early 30s, and, like, she realizes everyone thinks she's insane, and then she's, like, strung out on cocaine, and, like, somebody wronged her, I think she would kill somebody. There's really nobody else, though, right? Like, I could maybe see Liz being psycho killer.
Yeah, she just seemed like a stalker. I don't know. Maybe a stalker... I don't know what she's what her problem is.
Yeah, I think that's it. Everybody else like maybe good. Maybe like Raven because she's from Arkansas.
That's what I was fixing to say. Raven because she's obviously like had to hunt things to eat because Arkansas people yeah. like go shopping once like every 6 months. So
if there's a like a group date where you have to shoot a gun, like I'd put money down on Raven
she's
every
combat
time.
Combat experienced.
Yeah, absolutely. So maybe Raven. But definitely Liz killed somebody.
Yes.
Maybe she would kill the person who gave her that back tattoo. That's so terrible. I would kill that person. I don't even know that person. I'd kill him.
It's the reverse Conor McGregor. If you haven't noticed, like, she's got this full back tattoo from, like, shoulder blade to shoulder blade, top of her neck to, like, her tramp stamp area.
Yeah.
Just back tattoo, just all this coloration. I don't know if it's, like, a rose bush or, like, angel's wing. I don't know what it is.
We need to get some more intel on what it actually is. It looks like a sundial or like a plate or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, because it's rounder.
I'd be willing to say there's not a whole lot of people who would find that attractive, like anywhere.
Well, Nick
it's
did.
Weird.
So.
Yeah, as we know, Nick did not find that attractive, which was the right decision. All right, we'll talk about Danielle M. later. I've got a comment about her. Oh, okay, so when they're walking into that broken relationship museum, we just
yes.
watched this, they're walking in like single file,
yes.
and Astrid is last, and Josephine's in front of her, and as they're walking through the door, I think Nick is holding the door for them, maybe.
Like a true gentleman?
Like a true gentleman. And Astrid has her hand, like right hand on Josephine's right butt cheek. And then as they move in, she adjusts and then puts her left hand on her left butt cheek. Or maybe that was her right hand too. But it was weird. She was like ushering her along. Like, and it wasn't just like a little pat. It was like a full-handed like holding.
Yeah,
of,
hold. Yeah. And then, but she goes in for the second grab.
Right.
Which is weird.
It was twice. Very bizarre.
So what's going on at the Bachelorette house?
I don't know. I mean, Astrid's thing was she walked up to Nick and was like speaking in, what was it, German? I forget.
Yeah, it was German. Yeah.
I think it was German. And she was just like, have you seen the breasts or
yeah.
something? Like, maybe she grew up. She's from America, I thought. But she's got a little bit of an accent.
Yeah.
So maybe she grew up somewhere else and her sexuality is more open or something. But it's kind of weird to just be cupping the butts of other contestants.
Yeah. We don't do that in America. She's
yeah.
got, like you said, I think maybe she was like a military child. They moved a lot in the military or something like that.
That could be.
Her dad's like a oil mogul, and he's like living in Germany doing oil stuff.
Yeah, in any case, I don't know. I mean, it was like parts awesome and parts like weirdly uncomfortable.
Makes you question.
Definitely that. Something to watch Astrid's interaction with the other contestants moving forward. On a similar-ish note, Christina, we learned, is Russian, and that's why she has her accent.
Yes.
This is how my arc with Christina has gone. We saw her bio, and we all, you, me, and Eric, all said she was like a top two or three
yes.
contender, very obviously, because she's very pretty, and she seemed relatively interesting. And
steps
then
out the limo, says one word,
and
then
like, she
whoa!
Talks, and we're like, oh, like she talks weird. And it was kind of like I didn't pick up on the accent really. It just looked like she didn't really open her mouth, and she just had a weird thing.
Yeah.
And it was kind of weird. But then she tells us that she's Russian, and now you can kind of hear it, the accent. So in my opinion, it went from definitely before I heard her speak, she was awesome. Then she started talking, and I was like, no, not really cool anymore. And now I know she's Russian, and she's awesome again. So, like, is that stereotypical? Yes, but
I think it's cool. You don't know what her... I find this, like, this Eastern European thing to be kind of interesting for me because I've always wanted to get involved with, like, the mob or, like, the mafia or something like that. What if her family's, like, in the mafia, the Russian mafia?
Ooh.
That's, like, one of the top three mafias in the world. What if she's, like, one of these cosmonauts or, like, one of these, in these KGB or, like, some secret society or something like that? Nick, take her to the finals. And find out,
that's
take her to like the hometowns and figure out like Meet the Father, like some Godfather shit, but like Russian style.
Imagine if we get to the hometowns and Christina is still there, and they go and she's like, oh, I'm taking you to Russia. It says Lexington, Kentucky, but she really wants to give him the real hometown. And she goes home and her dad is Vladimir Putin.
And like, no,
how amazing would that be?
She goes home for like the hometown, and then like she's got like seven brothers, but they're all their names are like Igor or something like that. And then like they're all sitting around like wife beaters that are like clearly been worn for like 20 straight
and
days.
Like, like the hats with the furry ear flaps.
And they're
on
just like sitting like drinking like bottles of vodka and stuff.
Oh my
That's
gosh.
The family you want to get involved with. I want to live that life.
I'm rooting for her 9,000% now because I want to see this happen. Also, I think I have just come up with a new nickname for her. We'll get to the nickname segment later,
but
it's going to be good. All right. We have to comment on Liz and her exit, I think. I thought it was awesome what Nick did.
I thought that
he handled it as well as he could have.
Yes.
He wasn't like a total jerk about it, but he basically told her like how wrong she was and that her motivation wasn't good, and then he told her to just get the fuck out of there.
Yeah. Handled it like a straight OG. Like you said, hey, he was like, hey, I wanted to give you my number. You didn't want it though. Like I was
right.
I had my phone out or I had my business card out, whatever he does. Here's my number. And she's like, no, I don't want to get involved with that. And he's like, oh, okay, well, fine, whatever. I'm going to go to paradise. And she was like, oh, well, I just wanted to. He was like, dude, you could have gotten my phone number from 1,000 different people. We know we have mutual friends. You could have gotten my phone number so easily. She had that one, like, that was her only one thing. Like, she wasn't, like, that interesting to me. She was like, and every time she had, like, a camera interview or whatever, she's just like, oh, we have so many things to talk about our night or whatever. Like, you're just hanging up on this one thing. Like, that's
like they. That was my thing. She came on the show. She declined his number when it would have been really easy to just get his number. And then maybe he's not even the bachelor right now because they're together. And then second, she says all of this stuff. And then it gets down to it. And there's like really nothing there. Like, she keeps drumming up the, and I'm sure part of it was ABC and all that stuff, but she was drumming up like the, oh, this great night. And then literally all they did was get drunk at a wedding and have sex.
Yeah.
That was the entire thing. Yeah. So I don't know. I was never a fan of her. Like, I'm very disappointed because I had her at number one. Like, she was my fave. And then she gets on the show and she's like not as attractive as I, she's still from the front is pretty hot. But all of a sudden, she's got, like, a back tattoo, like, the size of Nebraska. And then, like, her whole thing is that she knew Nick, and she really pushed it. And I'm just really disappointed in you, Liz, if you're listening to this.
This
really
is a hard
disappointed.
Loss for you, Block, until this
it's,
is very hard
I'm taking it pretty rough. So, and now I've got Christina to hang on to a little bit now.
Yeah,
she's more exciting. But didn't like that. Didn't like that. She probably shouldn't have just come on the show at all.
Yeah.
It's kind
of
stupid.
Well, she got a little bit of popularity out of there. She got to be off work for like
3 weeks.
Yeah,
I guess. Everybody knows that she had sex with The Bachelor,
I guess. That's kind of cool, I guess. If you're
I guess that's cool. I don't know. But yeah, Liz, not cool, Liz. My last thing I've got is the very like ending with Alexis, Dolphin Girl.
Yeah.
And they had like a mini birthday party for her fake boobs.
Yeah, so I think that's
that was hilarious. That was the funniest part of the show.
Because we laughed hard at that. I mean, I think she's like weird funny. I don't know.
She's very weird funny, and I love it. She's like one of my favorite people now on the show.
He would like that. It seems like he.
I agree. Yeah, I think he's like vibing with it a little bit, and she sounds kind of like Sammy from Jersey Shore
because
she's from Secaucus, New Jersey, which is like another added element to her because Jersey Shore is an amazing show.
Yes, bring back Jersey Shore.
So Alexis definitely on the cool list for me. Do you have any other stuff on your list we need to talk about?
No, I think we had pretty much the same things going on.
Besides Danielle M, because we're going to talk about her later on. Okay, well, I guess that's it for the storyline segment. We will come back in a second to discuss some nicknames and maybe even create some new ones, hopefully.
Yeah, so we'll kind of spitball that. pause for cool music break.
All right, people, we are back. We're going to talk some nicknames we have come up with, which is going to be very important because we're going to refer to people as this going forward.
So if you're not here for this episode, you're kind of screwed going forward.
Right, you're not going to know who's who. It's going to be confusing. But first, we're going to talk about the one-on-one date. I feel like this could be a normal segment. Just quickly rehash it. It was with Danielle M, and they went out on a yacht, and
yachts are cool.
Yachts are very cool. They landed a helicopter on a yacht, which seems a little unnecessary, but it's cool.
If you got a yacht, what else are you going to do?
Yeah, of course. And then they had wine and cheese, just like every other time on The Bachelor. And then they like walked around and went on a Ferris wheel. And then had dinner. And then Danielle revealed like her innermost troubles to Nick, and he handled it pretty well. I thought
better than I could. I couldn't.
He did a good job.
Yeah.
So, what? I would. Yeah. What you got? Go ahead.
Nothing. You go ahead.
Okay. Fine. I'll go ahead. I thought I gave it a 10 out of 10 rating. I don't know if that's too high. I thought it was like it couldn't have gone a whole lot better.
I did 8.8. Which is, I mean, pretty close to
yours.
That's
good. Yeah.
I don't know, because all they talked about was, you know, all they did talk about was the main highlight was her struggle with, like, her ex-fiance that passed away.
Yeah, but they also found out they're both from Wisconsin.
Yeah, so.
And they seem, like, she seems really cool.
So. Oh, yeah, she seems like a cool, just individual.
So, I gave it, like, sometimes, you know how they have the one-on-one date? And you're just like, oh, like, this is okay, but yeah. I know this person is not going to win.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't get that vibe.
No, you could definitely tell
she has a very good
shot at winning. She's definitely in the top, right now, 3 to 5.
Yeah, for sure. She's up there.
She could win.
So, that was how I justified 10 out of 10. And then on top of that, she, like, poured her heart out to him or whatever, and then he handled it very well. So I thought that bodes well for the future.
That's some pretty hard information to take in and then just
actually
have something to say after that. Because I feel like if that were to come to me, like, oh, I don't know what to say. You just opened up about this hard-ass struggle you've had about your fiancé overdose, and you walk in on him. I don't know what to say. Let's just end it right there. And he was like, well, you know, I'm glad you're on the show to refine those feelings again. So maybe we could find those together.
Yeah, so that was tough for sure. Do you think he was like given like a hint about that beforehand? Like
told him like, hey, she's had like a rough ending to a relationship. I don't know if they just straight out told him like, hey,
yeah, I bet they probably just gave him like a heads up, like something sad happened and she might tell you about it. They wouldn't have told him the whole. He was definitely like surprised by it. You could tell.
Maybe they told him that her ex fiance did die, but then not how, because that's what we got on like her intake questions or whatever. Like she was engaged before, but her fiance
died. That's true.
But
that's
it didn't
true.
Tell us how. We knew just that. Figured like car crash. Like that's what I was like. Did he die in a car crash or something like that, or heart attack? But no, like overdose. So that's a pretty rough information to gather.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I thought he did a really good job with that. And she seemed really cool and normal, and she's in it for all the right reasons.
Yeah,
or
you can
at least
tell.
As in it for the right reasons you can be on a nationally televised show.
Correct.
Teresa, I watched this with Teresa, so as I was taking my notes, she was making her own comments, and she said she thinks Danielle M. could be the next Bachelorette, and I feel like that might be kind of a good call. What do you feel?
I think that would be an excellent call. I mean, she seems like a sweet individual.
She would be good for it, I think.
She's very up and going, and, you know, she seems like she just has like a, you know, go-get-it kind of
she would be fun,
like
an
up and bubbly kind of, which would be good for TV. They would like that. So it all depends. I mean, they're only gonna pick like one of the final four to be.
Yeah, usually that happens. She's in the front runners for that. I would say, if she doesn't win, I would say Vanessa's probably another one.
Yeah,
right? It's got to be someone that's like clearly one of the more attractive ones who also has a personality and seems like kind of cool. Because that's why I was down on Luke for Bachelor. He's just so boring. There's no way that was happening.
Let me just ride my horse and my guitar.
Which is fine. He was an awesome guy, but
yeah,
have his own life, not on TV.
He could do like Bachelor Ranch in Texas. That'd be like a nice little spinoff show. He'd get that own spinoff show.
That would be amazing. Speaking of, the twins got their own spinoff show. Did you hear about that?
I did not.
The twins are having their own show on, I think it's called Freeform. Whatever ABC,
that's like ABC
Family
yeah,
is
so
now.
It's Freeform, yeah, yeah.
So they're going to have their own show, which I think will be funny. I probably won't watch it.
I'll probably watch it. I mean, Katie will probably watch it. Means I'll watch it.
Yeah, that's true. I'll say that I'll watch it because I think it would be interesting, but I'll never actually do it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They would be funny, though.
Funny.
I think they're funny. Okay.
We like Daniel
M. Daniel M is definitely cool, and I think Nick definitely had, as cliche and dumb as it is, like some form of a connection or whatever stupid terminology you want to use. All right, down to the nicknames, the most important part.
Woo-hoo! Okay.
We definitely have two that are already established.
Yes.
Whitney, who was shown like maybe 1.5 times during this episode, is the Bulgarian dynamite stick.
I think that's an A+ nickname. You can't get any better
than
that.
Can't do better than that. Is she Bulgarian? I don't know, but she's the Bulgarian dynamite stick. And then Kristen is Smushface JoJo,
yeah,
which I think is a good one too. Also, you don't really agree with me, I don't think, but I thought Kristen was hilarious during this episode.
Yeah, she kind of annoys me. She talks too much, and she snitched on her friend, Liz. I mean, or I guess you can only be friends for like a week or whatever. But
yeah, but it was Liz.
Yeah. Like, but
Liz
she talks too much, like all of her facial expressions are too much, and she's always like doing stuff with her hands. She just kind of freaks me out. I
think that's why she's funny. I think she's like real, like she's over expressive and she's hilarious to me.
I can't do it. Eric would probably side with me on this one. We can't get involved with that. I speak for Eric right now. Eric and I will not get involved with that.
Oh, no, I'm not saying like I think she's going to win or anything. I just think she's funny and like I think she's cool.
I'm not saying she's going to win. I just can't enjoy her company.
No, she seems like a really fun time.
Okay. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. All right, so Bulgarian Dynamite Stick is Whitney and Smushface JoJo is Kristen. That seems pretty certain.
Yes.
All right. I guess the next one we have is Josephine, and I came up with Big Nose Joes, which I think is pretty good.
I think that's all. That's another A+ nickname.
Big Nose Joes. So from now on, we're going to call her Big Nose Joes. She's not going to stay around for...
No, she's...
She did slap him in the face,
which
though,
I thought was...
Which was hilarious. Yeah. So I think she bought herself another
week
episode.
Yeah.
Well, everybody gets another one, but I think she'll get a rose for one more time and then maybe go... off to do whatever she's gonna do after this, like be a...
Especially if she's gonna fully commit to a thing like that, you could find yourself a niche as the girl that fully commits to a thing, and like,
yeah, definitely.
Like if you're gonna be the person that fully commits to an exercise or a group date or whatever, you're gonna stick out in someone's mind. You're definitely staying around.
I mean, it takes some balls to slap somebody in the
face.
That
looked pretty fierce.
And
too.
She didn't like hold back either, so. I don't know, props to her. She may, like, at any point just transform into an eagle and just fly away because her nose is that big, but she's pretty cool. That being said, there's no way she, like, has any chance of winning. Not even close.
Nobody's won anything with a nose that big since Abraham Lincoln.
Is his nose really that big?
Yeah.
Is it? Can we Google? I want to look at it.
Let's see here.
Abraham Lincoln's nose. Radio silent.
Lincoln. Click on images here.
Yeah, that's a pretty big nose.
Whoa, look at that one right there. Whoa! Look at that stalker right there. Look at that schnauzer. Or is that? Wow. There's no way. That's got to be photoshopped.
Is it?
That's fucking huge. All right, look,
there's the statue where his nose is a different color.
Which one?
Like all of them. It's like gold. Is that? That's a statue somewhere?
Yeah, that's just his.
And it looks like, you know, it's one of those things where it's like lucky if you like touch a part of it, but yeah, the statue's like been faded away so that.
Yeah, you can definitely.
He's got a big schnoz for sure. Huh.
Dang.
Figure out what this thing like. There's all right. So it's a statue of Abraham Lincoln, but and the statue is like, what is that, bronze? I guess.
Yeah, bronze.
And it, people have touched his nose so much that it's like turned into gold. The lucky nose, Springfield, Illinois.
Okay. 20,000 year people a year visit his tomb in Springfield's Oak Ridge Cemetery.
Rub his nose because it. Feels they think it's gonna give them good luck.
Yeah, so I guess that's why it's bronzish looking. So that makes sense.
Wow. And at the end it says, "Give Abraham's honker a good burnish."
That's some 1860s lingo. Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Well, honker is nose, right?
Yeah, I don't know what a burnish is. I guess I rub it. But that, yeah. Look at that. I mean, that's clearly
that's a big nose. Yeah, good call on that.
Man, I love history.
What if we just start calling her Abraham Lincoln?
Big Nose Joe's?
I think Big Nose Joe's is too
that,
good.
That just rhymes too good.
All right. For Alexis, I have the Jersey Shark because obviously, as we're well aware of on the first episode, she's a dolphin trainer, but she shows up in a shark costume, which she had to have known, right? Because if you Google dolphin costume, it doesn't come up with sharks. As far as I know.
Dolphins don't have, like, gills on their side.
Yeah, and they don't have the big... Well, I guess they do have...
The dorsal fin.
The dorsal fin. There you go. But, yeah, she had to have known that. But Jersey Shark, she's from Jersey, and she dressed up like a shark. I feel like that's pretty good. And she sounds like Sammy from Jersey Shore, as
which
we mentioned.
Which is awesome. Which is on our high school hearts.
That's amazing.
What I'm hoping for is, like, you know how people from, like, New Jersey are kind of white trash?
Yep.
Like, hopefully she'll get in a fight soon.
That would
like
be
all
great.
The people from Jersey Shore, all they did was fight and drink like this. Hopefully, she'll get in a fight with like a.
I could see her getting in a fight with
Corinne. Yeah, that'd be sweet.
I would if there was like a bare knuckle brawl, and you could get odds on it. I would take Alexis over Corinne for
you
sure.
You can tell like she's totally been in like a bar fight.
How many girls on the show could not just beat the fuck out of Corinne? Like let's go through the list.
I'd have to pull up the picture lineup here. Let's see here.
All right, pull up the picture lineup real quick. Here we go. All right.
Alexis
Wood. She's from New Jersey. Astrid, maybe not. I think Brittany could. They're like kind of similar. I don't think Kristen could even beat up a piece of paper.
No.
Danielle M.
I don't know.
Yeah,
she seems
she
too
could.
Sweet. I don't know.
She's taller.
Yeah, she's got the length advantage.
Danielle L. Yes. I think.
Dominique,
for sure. I've seen Elizabeth like one time so far, so I don't even know her.
Haley's just going to breathe
not
on
Haley.
Her, so I don't know.
Jamie, absolutely. Jasmine G, absolutely. Josephine.
She's kind of tall, too.
We saw her slap Nick already.
Yeah, she's got some fire in
Christina's
her.
Christina's Russian.
She's Russian,
so.
Yeah. Oh, she's going to call Igor and Igor to come
obviously.
Kick your ass.
Lacey's definitely a slap fighter. There's no way she would be able to do it. Okay, this was one thing I wanted to bring up. Rachel got the first impression rose on the first episode, and she talked at the very start of the episode, never saw her again. That's weird, right? Are we just, like, booking her through to the next round?
Probably. I mean, she got the first impression rose.
Because she was cool, and I was excited to get to know her more, right?
Yeah.
As dumb as that sounds, as someone watching from my couch. And then we never saw her again. Ever. I forgot she was on the show until right now when we saw her name. That's weird. Anyway, she could beat her up. Raven could beat her up. Probably not Sarah.
I'm going yes.
Taylor could. Vanessa could. And we know the Bulgarian Dynamite Stick could.
So I'd say like half. Maybe like
more than half.
Two-thirds of them?
Yeah.
Two-thirds is a confident number that could beat up Corinne.
Yeah.
Shit, maybe even three-quarters of them.
Plus Nick and Chris Harrison. So someone needs to beat her up. It needs to be Alexis.
Yeah.
The Jersey Shark, which would be a great name if there was like a boxing competition.
Yeah.
Alexis, the Jersey Shark. That would be sweet. All right. You had one for Jamie, right?
I have ramen noodle hair, but that doesn't kind of rhyme, but her hair looks like ramen noodles.
Her hair does look like ramen noodles.
We'll kind of spitball that one in the workshop, see if we can come up with something a little.
It's going to be some combination of that and her bull ring and her nose. If she's around, I don't know if she stays.
Might not stay.
I don't know if she stays.
That's the thing with love.
All right, Corinne, she definitely needs a nickname. I don't think we have one yet. I wrote down Vagine Queen.
Vagine Queen would work.
Because I think that's good, but I think we can do better than that.
Cokehead Corinne.
Cokehead Corinne.
She's from Miami.
What about Crazy?
Crazy.
Crazy Vagine.
Yeah.
Crazy. What about f***ing moron? What about that one, huh?
What about Whip Your Tits Out McGee?
Whip Your Tits Out McGee. I think we got one. We've struck gold here. So we've got a base for Jamie, and we've got a base for Corinne. We'll figure out like an official one. And then for Christina, I think it's got to be something with KGB, right?
I think so. I don't think you can go anywhere else with that.
We were kicking around ideas in the break. I think KG Bristina. KG Bristina. That doesn't really flow, though. We could just call her KGB.
We could call her KGB. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
I think that works. It's got to be something like that, though. Maybe something... We got to work in, like, a dental hygienist joke, too. So we'll go back to the drawing board on that. But our definite nicknames we have are Whitney's Bulgarian Dynamite Stick, Kristen is Smushface JoJo, Josephine is Big Nose Joes, and Alexis is Jersey Shark.
Yeah.
I think that's a good base. We'll be back with a more extensive nickname list.
Yeah.
Next episode. And we are going to do these more frequently now than just once a month, right?
Yeah, oh, definitely for sure.
We're going to do better.
Because you were out of town, I was out of town. We had stuff going on. It was just a wild. We thought, like, the original plan was we were going to record every day.
I know.
At least every other day. And then
excited.
That did not happen.
And then our out-of-town times were, like, opposite. So we were just gone so much. So we'll be back on a more regular schedule now to match up with the episodes.
Here we go. We are going to give you our rose ceremony picks. So this are the picks for our most memorable moment, least memorable moment, and MVP, LVP, and honorable mention. So we got some awards to give out, a little award ceremony show. So listen tight, folks.
All right. I guess I'll start. Let's do worst moment first.
Okay, worst moment. What do you have?
My worst moment was right after Corinne won the rose for the wedding photography date. And she was looking around and like telling everybody that she was just being Corinne and that's why she won. That really pissed me off a lot and I hated it.
Okay, so that's what I have for my best moment.
Amazing.
I thought that was awesome.
So that was...
Because it's just so weird, and it was just like, she was like, oh, this is just Corinne being Corinne. I thought it was
hilarious. That was god-awful. But you could argue that that was the best moment. I had a different best moment, so that's why it had to be the worst. Like, it definitely had to be included, because... You just felt, like, uncomfortable while watching it, which means it's one of those moments. That's funny, though. Okay, so what was your worst moment, then?
My worst... I have Liz lying through her back tat when she was, like, with Nick. Oh, I was just letting you do your paradise thing and all this other stuff. I thought that was kind of bad on her. You could clearly tell that she was just
a bad
individual.
Yeah, there's no way that was true. It was 1 month he was in paradise, and they were, like... They said like 6 or 7 months in between. That's just BS. Yeah, that's a good one. My best moment was I wrote down Alexis's boo birthday, her birthday party for her boobs with Nick, as we discussed.
Yeah.
That was really funny. I thought that was my favorite part. Okay, what about LVP, least valuable player from this episode?
I think this is an easy one. I'm giving it to Liz.
Same, gave it to Liz also.
She's just an idiot. You don't bring anything to the table.
It's hard to get kicked off of the show when it's not a rose ceremony. Yeah. And I think if you do that, unless you like leave on your own volition where you feel, I can't do this anymore, that's a different thing. She got kicked off, and it wasn't even the time when you get kicked off. That's bad. That's LVP material if I've ever seen it. All right, what about your honorable mention? Your MVP that's not the MVP, but they did a good job. Yeah.
I have, I'm giving this to two people for their performance this week. I'm giving it to, surprisingly, Josephine and Brittany for their performance in their group dates. I thought their performance individually pushed them over the edge. Josephine with the slap.
She slapped. That was good.
And then Brittany with the Eve suit.
Yeah, with the topless wedding.
Not a lot of other people could do that. So
yeah, I thought she handled that very well. Yes. And then obviously Corinne came after her, as everyone would have expected. And I guess that was on a side interview, but she did a good job of handling that. I imagine that wasn't very easy to do. And then, yeah, I guess Josephine the slap was a good moment, I gotta say. I'm not, like, a huge fan of her, and I don't think Big Nose Joe's is going anywhere, but that was a good moment for sure. I also had two honorable mentions. Ooh, my first one is Alexis.
Okay.
I was really happy with, one, we actually got to, like, learn who she is, not just, like, Dolphin Girl anymore. She had a bunch of funny comments, and like I said, my best moment was her at the end with her boobs birthday party, and that was really funny. So I think she was one honorable mention. And my second honorable mention is Franco, the photographer, because he was so funny. He was wearing his little, as you called it, a dude romper, and then like those blue, like circular glasses. We said it made him look like he was in Reno 911.
Yes.
His comments were super funny, and I just got a really good vibe from him. So
that's
I
like that. That's a solid.
I thought he needed a shout out. He did a good job.
What was his name again? Rudolfo?
Franco.
Franco.
I wrote down Franco LaCosta. I don't know if the last name is correct, but that's what I heard. Franco LaCosta, with his like floral print romper.
I'm about to look him up.
Yeah, I was a big fan of his involvement.
Add him
in this
on LinkedIn
episode.
Or something. I'll have to do that.
I'm sure he has one.
All right.
Who is your MVP?
One. I put Danielle M.
Oh, that's what I put too. That's boring.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a solid. I mean,
she was the only obvious choice. Like, I didn't really think about putting anyone else for MVP this time because her date went so well. She like poured out her heart to Nick. It went well. She seems cool. She's attractive. She's a good candidate. Nothing went wrong with her, and nobody else really separated themselves that well in the group dates. So,
but like
I thought
like
she was the obvious choice.
Like they said, not everybody got to go on a date this week. There was like five or six girls left off. So,
including the dynamite stick.
Yeah,
which
we didn't see much from her.
Still pissed about that.
But hopefully next week there's going to be a lot of juicy drama, which we
So next, we didn't really plan out like a preview or anything, but we assume only the girls that were on the like broken relationship group date know about Liz and Nick so far.
Until they go home that night and they tell everybody.
So everybody else still has to learn about that, which is going to be exciting. I'm sure that'll be like the first hour of the next episode. And then they'll do the rose ceremony, which will obviously be exciting.
Yes.
So we've got a lot to look forward to. I guess, how many people do you think are going to get kicked off of the show? There's like, what, like 20 right now?
Probably, I'd say like four.
Like four or five?
Yeah.
Who do we want to like mark down predictions of who we think's going home? Besides,
yeah, we can do that.
We know Liz is going home, obviously.
Yeah. So they're probably, since Liz already got knocked off, it's probably four now.
I would guess so, yeah. I mean, I think, it's hard to separate like what I would do and what Nick's going to do, but I think Lacey could go home.
Yeah, that's what I was fixing to say.
She's like not that cute, and she seems like kind of weird. So, I don't know, I'll say Lacey.
I will say Lacey as well.
And then I guess you got to kind of look at the people who haven't really been seen yet, which unfortunately includes the dynamite stick.
Yeah.
I think she's going to stay. I can't say that she's going to be gone.
I'm
going to
go
Haley maybe.
Haley.
She's the one that has the Hank tattoo.
Oh. Oh, she's a mouth
kinda,
breather?
She's kind of weird, yeah. I'm going to say her.
I'm going to go with Dominique.
Actually, yeah, I think Dominique too, because we haven't really seen anything from her yet. And then...
Oh, it's starting to get down to the nitty gritty.
I don't think I would say Josephine, but I think her slap earned her a stay. I do.
Yeah.
For
some reason, I'm gonna go with Astrid.
I could see that too. Yeah.
So now we've got three each. Do you want to do one more?
I'm gonna say Jamie. I'm gonna say Jamie is my last one.
Okay, you went Jamie. I'm going to go. I'm going to go... I'll go Taylor.
Yeah, she needs to go, but I don't think she's going to go yet. Yeah. I would be rooting for her to be kicked off the show because I hate her.
So you have Lacey, Haley, Dominique, and Jasmine. I have
and
Lacey...
Jamie.
Or Jamie, that's what I meant. Jamie, Jasmine. Yeah, Jamie. I have Lacey, Dominique, Astrid, and Taylor. So two...
So Stone Cold Lock... Lacey and Dominique going home this week. I feel good about that.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, I guess wrap up beer real quick, and then we'll head out.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, we both tried a new, different one, other than Riverbank Red. I had Goose Island Green Line. I don't think I've done this one before, have I? Maybe
we've
I have.
We've had it a bunch of times here, but I don't think we've done it on the show.
It's one of my favorite ones. It's a Goose Island, as I said, which is really good beer. Typically, it's a juicy citrus aroma with a toasted malt body. And it's like a white-ish like bottle with green undertones. And it's got the outline of the city of Chicago. And if you look really close, it's got like the rail lines, because that's why it's called the Green Line.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool.
And it says, hop on board. So very cool...
Yeah, that's a nice bottle. Little label.
And then, of course, on the neck, it has the goose, right, which I always think is really funny, the neck of the goose. So Goose Island, one of my favorite beers. I'll give it like a, as Hank pours beer all over his notebook, I'll give Goose Island Green Line a 9.2 out of 10. It's one of my favorite beers that exists.
We do enjoy that here at the house. I had Sweetwater Squeeze Box. It's an IPA with grapefruit, but you didn't really taste the grapefruit in it.
Really?
Paul and I were discussing, Paul and I were discussing, we had the six pack in there. I was like, where the hell did we get this from? Somehow it ended up at our house. We don't remember where we got it, but we got it at Rafi's.
We definitely got both of these six packs at Rafi's. We forget what the occasion was, though.
Yeah.
But it's been a while.
But we got them. It's a dude on a lake in a boat catching trout. I would give it, like we've just said before, I'm not a really big IPA guy, but it's pretty good. I'm going to give it a 7.7 out of 10. So I think it was pretty good. Like I said, you really couldn't taste the grapefruit. It didn't taste too fruity to me. Maybe the other hops, the IPA and the IPA hid that, but I thought it was pretty good.
Well, good stuff. We will be back this week.
This week, we promise.
We're making a blood pact. This week, we will be back. And doing another podcast following. This is being recorded on a Sunday afternoon. So Monday night, tomorrow night, we'll have another episode. And sometime this week or next weekend, we will make another podcast at Palisade. Thanks for being with us again. We're sponsored by Vitamin Vapor, the all-new inhalable multivitamin. If you don't like it, well, then I guess you can go fuck yourself.
That's correct. And if you want to tell us about, send us your own personal stories about the vitamin vapor and your stamps, email us podcastat@palisade, PALISADE. That's podcast@palisade@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from our loyal and lovely listeners.
Please do give us feedback, especially if you're for some reason listening to this and you don't know who we are, because that would be neat.
Yeah, that might make one of you, so we'd love to hear
from you. Yes, maybe one of you. I suppose that is it. And we'll be back hopefully next week.
See you then, folks.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.